The court has got a time up in there, and I wouldn't want to be him right now. He's got to please everybody, and he's trying to cut out all the protocol. You don't salute the president. I think he's due that respect, and they should play the band when he appears. But he don't want all that protocol.
He's just a South Georgia boy.
He's a country boy. Where's the overhauls? He gave out the yacht. He don't want to be. He got time for that. But all his problems are nothing solved yet. So he's got a time of it, I tell you.
You really keep up with modern politics.
Yeah, I'm interested in all that. If I was, you see so many people, you're not interested in something. I'm not interested in all those old Western stories. I couldn't tell you nothing about it, because that's all fiction, too. But things that are really part of your life, I'm interested in the world. And I was given the intelligence. I come from an intelligent family. We're not college bred, but we had a good background of common education. We applied it. And we have that German back of us to be ambitious, not to be lazy. And we just got by. And I'm thrilled to death over my, at my age, having my good faculties yet, thanks to God. I can only talk to a Christian about that because people think you're dreaming, you know. But God's responsible for everything. Like I listen to that Back to the Bible in the morning before I come to work while I'm dressing. And they say how no matter what corner of the earth or what corner of the room, God's with you. He's watching you. You can't hide from God. And you can't get most of these young people to believe that today. They just lost on religion. They don't believe it. They think it's a myth. But they must have come from a background where they wasn't taught any religion, you see. So they naturally, you can't blame them entirely. They were raised up disrespect for God.
Now, you mentioned the French market. Were there other places where people would
go? Yeah, they had all kind of markets in the city. Had a magazine market up here.
Yeah.
Arabella Market. All sections, all streets.
Yeah.
They named them after the street. They had a Pardes Market down at Pardes and Rampart.
Yeah. Now, most
then downtown they were mostly French names. Treme Market. That's down where the Claiborne is. They're still, the buildings are up, but they use them, they sold them to private business, you know. And Treme is a big place where you buy boiled crabs. And then when my friends went to Bay St. Louis, we stopped there and got some crabs to take along with us. Well, now what else?
Well, where do a lot of the poor people live?
Well, up all over the city, downtown, uptown, wherever they land them. Each section had its poor.
Really?
Well, poor years ago, most of them lived on Esplanade Avenue and on, that's down in the French Quarter, and uptown here, Carrollton, and Garden District. They still got their beautiful homes. You been through that place?
Oh,
they're gorgeous. I've been inside some of them. They had tours last week, had a walking tour.
You think one's pretty?
See, it's spreading. We have the azaleas grow down here, and we have a fiesta, what we call a Spanish name. That's taken from the time the Spanish ruled down here. And we have a queen, and then they have tours and make money to expand the festival they have, you see. They have a night parade. And they have queen and her maids, and of course the little rich girls always get appointed, and they enjoy it. And then they have these tours in the daytime with these buses. The bus, they share half and half, I guess, the expenses. So they're always riding around in the daytime. And now they got something in the paper. They have events of the week. They have all the tours that come down. We great convention city, more so than ever now. They all want to come down and see that dome. That's the attraction right now. It's in trouble politically.